This is 5 Minute Friday! Welcome everyone to this episode. I'm super excited. Lindsay Sterling is our guest today, and I'm super pumped to bring her on. She is one of the biggest artist development breakthrough stories in recent years. A classically trained violinist, she has entered a futuristic world of electronic big beats and animation, leaping through the music industry with over 7.5 million YouTube subscribers, over 1 billion views on her channel, Billboard chart-topping hits, and sold-out tours worldwide. This woman is sensational, and I'm super fortunate that I got to spend some time with her, and I'm so pumped of what she shares.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent, all in the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. They know how to help you win the right home at the right price. So download the Redfin app to get started today.
And when did you realize that, okay, there's something I need to let go of, or I need to move past this challenge or the struggle you're facing? When did you realize it was an issue for you and it was hurting you as opposed to helping you?
Yeah, gosh, I was probably 23. It came to my realization when I looked at the relationships I had. And I've always been very much a people person, and, you know, relationships have been huge for me, and especially my sister. She's been my best friend growing up, and we shared a room together, and we laughed together so much. And just one day I realized, I looked over at her, and she was studying. We were roommates in college. She was studying on her bed across the room from me, and I just looked at her and I was like, she's a stranger to me. Like,
really? Why?
I don't know her anymore. And it was because I had become so self-consumed by, like, my thoughts had completely been controlled by my eating disorder. And slowly I just became this kind of a shell of the person I used to be, where all I could think about was myself and my worries, and what food is in this room, and who's here, who's skinnier than me. Those are the thoughts that kind of had slowly crept in and become normal in my mind. They started very subtly in high school, and then that became all I thought about and all I cared about, and it became all I talked about. And so it's like I just became this very one-dimensional person. And, you know, you hear a lot that you can't love someone else until you first love yourself. Mm-hmm. And I learned that firsthand. I didn't love anybody else. I didn't really care about anybody else because I was consumed by these selfish, thoughts of worry about myself.
Right.
And then also talking to my mom on the phone, my mom kept saying, I think there's something wrong. You know, moms know everything.
Right.
They notice, and they have this sixth sense. And I kept saying, no, I'm fine. I'm just eating healthy, you know. And then one day I just kind of confided in her, I cry for no reasons. I can't get out of bed in the morning. I don't even, you know, and she kind of just said the thoughts you're thinking aren't normal, Lindsay. And my mom had dealt with depression in her whole life. My older sister dealt with depression, and she explained to me, what you're talking about is depression. And that just really took me back. That's not my battle. That was your battle. That was Jennifer's battle. That's not what I'm not depressed. But then I just started to recognize that this isn't the way I was. I just I was ready to fight to be happy again because I was so miserable.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was the memory that I wasn't always this way finally woke me up. And I was like, if I was once different, I can get back to that.
Yeah,
and
of
I
course.
Just had I realized I needed to work for it, though. It wasn't just something that I could. It wasn't where
flip
I was.
A switch right away and back to normal.
Right.
And so what did you start to do? Did you create a game plan for yourself? Where you're like, okay, I need my mom to keep me accountable. I want my friends to call me out on this or what?
It all started first with I kind of researched a little bit. Like I wanted to be aware of when I started to finally admit to myself, like, because my mom was like, you think about food all the time. Like, that's not normal. These things, you know, it's all leading up. You know, I was told you have anorexia. And I was like, oh, that's such a terrible word. Like, right. I don't want to believe I have that. But I started researching about it. And I went to therapy. Like, I went to both group therapy and I had an individual counselor. And then I did let my mom help keep me accountable. I kind of gave her that because I didn't tell anybody else. It's a very scary thing to admit, first of all, to yourself, then to other
really
people.
Scary.
And so my mom was like my confidant and I kind of taught her the things that were good to say to me. Cause you know, when she'd see me, if I was gaining weight, she would say, you look really good. And to me, that was like, oh no, I'm gaining weight. And so I coached my mom on these are appropriate things to say. This is a good way to comfort me. This is not.
That's great.
But also I started listening to the voices in my head and realized that I was so mean to myself. I was really mean to myself. And so I kind of started to divide almost, this sounds weird, divide my personality. There was the eating disorder side of my brain and there was Lindsay. And I wanted, and Lindsay had become crushed and covered with this eating disorder side. And so I had to like work on the muscle of Lindsay again. And so I would like talk to my brain and when it would tell me really mean things about myself, like you're ugly or you're worthless because you ate that cookie or, you know, I would then talk to it and combat it by logic. Just actually talking reason, and your mind can't argue with reason. And so I became stronger and I was, and so this eating disorder side of my brain, it's still there. It's extremely small though, and it doesn't come up very often. When it does start to come up, like when I get extra stressed or when I start to feel out of control, it tries to like come back and, you know, quote, comfort me in its unhealthy way. It's like an unhealthy relationship.
Sure.
But I know how to talk to it now and I know how to tell it to go away. And I feel like I live a very normal, happy life. I'm back to the Lindsay that I want to be. And as long as I continue to work at it, I will stay there.
And what I think was important that you said is that you coached your mom on how she can communicate with you. And if you don't support the person by telling them what you need and you just expect them to figure it out, it's really challenging.
Right. Well, because it's such a delicate issue when someone's going through any sort of mental disorder, whether it's depression or self-harm, like, and someone who hasn't gone through it, it's impossible for them to know the triggers.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.